Okay. So I would like to this morning try and finish up the last of these general introductory shiurim, shiurei klali on inyanim general about Hilchos Shabbos. So after the Yontif, we'll return. We come back the Thursday after or the Sunday?
I think Wednesday is officially.
Wednesday is Shukla, yeah. Thursday is Shukla. Okay. I plan to be here, but we'll talk. Okay. Anyway, so the issue we started to talk about last time, and we'll finish today, is the issue of Shvisas Katan, okay, the obligation that the children, presumably referring to under the age of Bar Mitzvah, that's how most learn, should observe Shabbos as well. It says in the Aser Sedibros, Lo Saseh Chol Morocha, Atol Vincho Vitecho. Okay, it says it by the Losa, it's a question whether it's by Nasei. We had possibly three sheetahs we've shown him as to whether or not there exists such a mitzvah with regards to with regards to the Nasei, with regards to Losa, does it exist such a mitzvah at all as an independent mitzvah? We talked about it a little last time. And we also mentioned, and that's what we want to pick up, continue kind of with, is the notion that in general, there's a discussion in the Gemara already about the obligation of ketanim, or more correctly, the obligation of gedolim vis-a-vis ketanim, to see that they don't do averes. And that's the sugi nivomas we saw in 21. The Gemara had, based on a pasuk in Parsha Shmini by Shratzim, it says, lo sochlum, was in source 20, in Baker Perek Yidala pasuk membeis, it said, lo sochlum, the Gemara is a drasha, that it means, lo sa'achilum, don't cause them to eat it, lahazik dolim alaktanim. The Gemara distinguishes between whether you have to stop him or if the child does on his own, I mean, meaning if the child does on his own, or no, you don't have to stop him if he does on his own, but you're not allowed to actually inspire him or encourage him or give it to him if you're able to do the Aveira. And so that's what we talked about last time. And the Gemara has a little bit of back and forth. We talked about the case of one of the Moraim, they lost the key to the Beis HaMedrash, was in a playground somewhere. So when I had the kids play and someone would bring it, so that context discussed. Last time what can be done. And the Gemara did mention with regards to a cotton of Warren Shabbos, actually the Mishnah in Shabbos in 25, the Mishnah in Shabbos, which is quoted in that Sugi Vilna, says openly that a cotton, if a cotton wants to do something that's also in Shabbos, the particular case there is wants to extinguish the fire. It doesn't matter whatever the law is. So Ain Shomer Lo Beis Shusoso Alein. Right? He, as opposed to a goy, well, you have absolutely no, you're not allowed to ask a guy, but not him, but a guy does on his own, you're not obligated to make sure he's observing Shabbos. But there is such a requirement regarding children, and the Gemara and Yevamos discusses how that plays with the sugya of, of the fact that the Gemara says, Bezin ain mitzvah in lafrisho, kot no chol mevelos, if the child is eating non-kosher food. Do you have to stop him or not? It seems that ain bezin mitzvah in lafrisho. Again, it's a discussion at Gemara. So that's where we kind of left off last time. So I think we're up to source number 35 in the sheet. And that is a statement to the Mechilta. Okay, even though the Rambam seems to learn not that way, but the Mechilta, until we talked about the Mechus Chinuch last time, but the Rambam says, Atov incho mitecha, the Mechilta in 35 in Parshas Yisro, on the section called Bachodesh in Parshas Zayin, Atov incho mitecha, Elo haktanim. Okay, it's talking about the ketanim. The Rambam seems to say it means, maybe there's not that we don't pass like this Mechilta. So the Rambam seems to say, Rambam doesn't seem to count that even to the guards of ketanim, but that's a simple reading of the Mechilta. Okay, but as I mentioned before, we have a number of places where we find, in general, actually three limudim by the cotton in general, not in the realm of Hilchos Shabbos. We'll depart for a few moments from the realm of Hilchos Shabbos to the realm of Kalatar Kulo, other Yisurim. So there is a pasuk in Achrimos. 36 is Vayikra, Perak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, again, the pasuk in Shmini, we had it already. That was the first Pesukim, right, regarding Shvatzim. That was in source 20, Perak Yud Al, Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, Lo Sachilum, Lo, it actually says, Kol Ho, Gochon, Kol Elach, Arba, Ad Kol Marbe, Raglayim, Lechol HaSheretz, HaSheretz, HaAretz, Lo Sochum, Kishek Etzim. That's the first pasuk, which we interpreted, the more interprets means, Lahazik Dolom HaKtanim. The second pasuk is a pasuk in Achrimos regarding Achilas Dam. Okay, and there the pasuk says, Perak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Al Kena Marti Bnei Yisrael, Kol Nevesh Mikem Lo Sochal Dam, Vagera Vesochem Lo Echal Dam. Okay, and a third pasuk is Emor, which probably is most famous of the three with regard to this issue, is the very beginning of Parshas Emor, Vayikra Perak Kof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Emor Ala Kohen Bnei Aaron, Vamarti Lo Nefesh Lo Yitamo Vamav Tumas Kohenim. Emor v'amarta. So the Gemara in Yavam, Rashi Chomis talks about the Gemara in Yavam, it's on that sugya, on Kuf Yud Dalem. Okay, the sugya kind of begins on Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, it goes over to Kuf Yud Dalem Aleph. This is the end of Kuf Yud Dalem Aleph, it goes over to Kuf Yud Dalem Beis, 38, where it says Toshma. Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Sochadam. What's the phrase, Kol Nefesh Mikem? Just say Lo Sochadam. You formulate it as a Lo Sochadam. We have to have this extra phrase, Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Sochadam. Sounds like it's broadening the prohibition. So the Gemara says, the Hazir Gedolim Alakana. That's not even the children. The Hazir Gedolim Alakana. The Gedolim, the old, you know, the adults have to make sure that Tanim don't eat it either. So the Gemara says, My Lav Da Amrilu Lo Sochlu. So does this mean that you indeed have to stop the child? Don't eat it? Even if the child's eating the dam by himself, or drinking the dam, whatever he's doing, by himself? So the Gemara says, Lo Lissu Vedayim. No, all it means is you can't feed it to him. You can't give it to him. But it's not necessarily a proof that you have to stop. Again, that's what we discussed a little last time, right? The two different inyanim. There's the inyan of stopping the kid when he's doing it on his own. There's another inyan of giving it to the kid to do it for himself. So the Gemara has a havamin, since it says, kol mefesh mikem, and that's lahazik dolam lakhtanim. Does that mean, does that necessarily mean you should stop the child from doing this, even if he or she did it on his own? Or is it, no, it just means the list will be a dime, okay? Rashi explains there in 39 Lo Sochal Dam because we have other Azharas. Well, why does the Gemara have this limud here altogether? Why didn't you say it's a special din by Dam? No, because we have other psukim that Aser eating Dam. Then the Gemara goes on, Toshma, again, Emor Ramarta, Lahazir Dolam Alakana. That's the posuk by Tumas Kohanim, the beginning of Emor. Emor Ramarta, the double language. What do you mean, Emor Alakonim, Bamarta Alayim? It's a funny language, right? Look back in 37. Should it say, Emor Alakonim, Lenefesh, Leitam of Damo? What is it? Emor Alakonim, Emor elakonim amarta aleim with the double emor amarta. Once again, lahazir gdolam alaktanim, that the adults have to make sure the children don't do this. Again, the Gemara says, "My lab, tamud lo titam." Does that mean the adults have to tell the child as a coin, "Don't become tame, don't go over here because it's a cemetery, whatever. Don't go into this area where this tomb is made." No, again, lo de lo litmuhu will be a dying. No, it only means you can't metame him, you can't inspire him or push him or encourage him to go into the into the cemetery and so on. That you can't do. But there's no rule you have to stop when he does on his own. And then the Gemara goes on to explain why do you have to have two different limudim, actually three. We have three different psukim. One from Shvatzim and Shmini, back in source 20. One from Chilz Dam in source 36 in Parashat Chemos, and one from Tumas Kohanim, source 37 from Emor. So what do you need? Three different things to teach you the same thing. Gemara has a tzricha. Okay, tzricha, we'll do that quickly. Tzricha. I might have thought that the Isser Shvatzim is more, it's more chomer because it's also Mashu as opposed to Dam, which you have to have a Revius. So, Kamashalan, fine. Emel, I would not actually apply the din. You have to, I don't want to give it to a kid. I might have thought Shvatzim is more chomer. Okay. Yeshmin is Dam. If I would have said only by Dam, I would have thought, okay, Mishum Dika Koris, because in Dam, it carries with it a chi of karis. That's more severe. So that I have to understand. Can't have a child do it. I will shrot them as a plain old love. Same alone. Okay. And if Yishmin Ahani Tarti would have had both those limudim, Mishum Disan Shavag Akol. That I might have thought, okay, all Jewish people have to observe that rule, not to eat dam and not to eat shrotzim. But Aval Tumas Kohanim is not a rule for all Jews. It's only a Kohanim. So I might have thought, all right, that's a lesser requirement. So therefore, I might have thought that it doesn't apply in terms of Kohanim at all. MLO, so, and then it was of Eish Minu Tumah, and if to say about Tumah, Kohanim Shani Mishum the Reba of Mitzvah Seretz. I might have thought, no, Kohanim is stricter because there are many additional restrictions upon a Kohanim. So maybe they are a Kohanim. They can't marry certain people. Lots of things Kohanim are restricted from that other Jews are not. And therefore, I might have thought that's more Chomer. So therefore, it applies to the children. So, that's the Tzricha. Okay, so that's the Gemara. You have all three of these Limudim. All right? So you look in source 41. I printed the Rashi, you can take a look. Okay? Look at 41 of Akiva Eger. On the side of the page in the Gilin Hashas, there on that page in Yevamos Kuf Yudal Malach, wonders, he quotes the Mechilta. Okay, the Gemara had three limudim, Shvatzim, Dam, and Tumas Kohen, each time, Mahazir Gdolam Alaktanim. However, the Mechilta recorded back in the 35, the Mechilta has the same thing. Okay, it's Losasa, Homolach, Atobi, and Chobitecha, right? And so it has expression, Elaktanim, right? You have to teach it to the children. So Akiva Eger says, I am a Mechilta. The Zav Eloshim Bekroa, the Gabi Shabbos. Okay? You have the same thing by Shabbos. And he says, well, I am the Jewish, what's on my age? $7. So the Kiyah Hirah, Kiyah is bothered by him. Why did the Gemara bring up Shabbos in this context? It also says, Ato bin Chavitech, it seemed to be the same thing. Lahazin Dolan, Halatana. So keep that question back in mind. I printed the Chuvah, Kivegis, and take a look at it. So I took a look at it in source 42. Chuvah Smutzoma Eishu, Yaakov Alfandari, was a 17th century posek in Turkey, Istanbul. Okay, so Chelik Beis, Simon Dalin, he says, Agra Rora Hukshali, the Shom Perkharish, that's the posek Perkharish, and Yavamas, have you given him a Komos? Like we just read. But to me, honey, Tramichilta is a Bishabbos. Below, he's Kiruba, Gemara Klal, but Tzarech here. That's a good kasha. Now, the Gemara has three places where he limud. The Gemara has a whole Tzrichas on why, where I thought this was different, that was different. You need all the three limudim. Says that Chuvas Mutzumayesh, I guess, the Kibager. You know, was bothered by it as well. He told you to take a look. He noted that this Mutzalmesh raises the problem that he lives in the Tzarchim. Okay, he lives in the Tzarchim. And the truth of the matter is, the Mincha Skinet, we saw back in 34 in the Tzolomit Beis, you know, alluded to a little bit also. Okay, but anyway, that's a question. So keep that question in the back of your head. Why Shabbos is not included in the Gemara at all? They don't mention it in the Gemara, even though it seems to be the same. You know, the same principle that you have to stop the children on some level, whatever it'll mean. Either you have to stop him on his own, or at least you can't inspire him to do it, whatever it'll come out meaning. But it should be the same thing. And it's a bit of a question why it wasn't included. That's what Akiva Eger is bothered by. And Akiva Eger does not give a teretz there and just tells you to take a look at Mutzal Meish. And the Mutzal Meish, I just showed you, also lives at Targum. Okay? So keep that in the back of your head. So let's look a little bit now in general about the surim relating to, or the chiyuvim relating to a cotton. And then try and put some things together if we can. On a simple level, there's obviously a mitzvah of chinuch. Okay, that there's no doubt. Okay, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. All right, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Parak Chav Beis of Mishlei Park, pasuk Bob, everyone knows this. Pasuk Chanoch Lanar al Pidarka. I'm kiosking Lahas and Menon, second half of the pasuk, less famous. But okay, but everyone knows Chanoch Lanar al Pidarka. That's the mitzvah of chinuch, right? To educate, train. Chinuch is a difficult word to translate accurately. Really, Rashi Chumash, I mean, I didn't print it here, but Rashi Chumash tells us what appears in the Chumash by Parsha Lech Lecha, by Yorick as Chanichov. Remember that when Lot was taken captive in that war, so Aram rallied his Chanichov, you know, he rallied his people, 318 people. Some say it was just Eliezer, the Gemara 318, whatever it was, but they rallied people Chanichov. So Rashi there says that the word Ches Nun Chav means to put something into its use that'll be useful the rest of its life. In other words, to initiate would be the right word, inaugurate something. That's what the word chinuch means, like Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah Samizbeach, Harolev Chanukah, right? Chinuch means to inaugurate, to initiate somebody or something. Okay, you have, you know, the Klei Mishkan, the chinuch of the Klei Mishkan and so on. The Minchas Chinuch, not the Sefer, the Minchas Korban, the offering was brought by the Kohen and so on. So it means to initiate something into its use that's going to be useful for forever. Okay, anyway, but Chanoch Lanar al Pidarko. Also, I just want to point out to you, I don't want to stress the point too much now, but the Meshech Chochmo has an interesting comment in the Pasuk of Parshas Vayera, Bereishis Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudches and Yudtes, two psukim which are parenthetical psukim. What do I mean by parenthetical? This is right after the Malachim came and informed Avraham and Sarah they're going to have a child. And so then the Malachim immediately went to stone. And then, you know, they came to the rescue. Love the whole story. So right before that, Hashem says, in Pasuk Yud Ches, I print you Zayin. Zayin says, I better tell Avraham what I'm planning to do in stone. Because Avraham is a great person. And why do I love Avraham so much? People ask, why did Hashem choose Avraham? Pasuk says, was a good test. Again, it's parenthetical to the storyline there, to the narrative, but it's important. Because I know that he will command his children and his household after him. They'll keep my ways. Okay, nice pasuk. Why Hashem loves Avram so much? Because he knows that Avram is going to transmit the values to his children, and so on. So the Meshech Chochmah of Simcha, that pasuk, in Vayera, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudches 45, says, what's the mokar in the Chumash for the mitzvahs of chinuch. We all talk chinuch, chinuch, but the chinuch problem, the chinuch crisis is now. Well, where is the chinuch in the Torah? And he says, don't tell me the pasuk v'limadatem espanechem, you know, in Kriya Shema. That's Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah is not the exact same thing as chinuch. Right? So that pasuk is Talmud Torah. That's what he says. So where do we find such a mitzvah of chinuch? So the Meshech Chochma writes, look on the fourth line of 45. Umakor mitzvah chinuch b'mitzvah saseh mikorov mizeh b'zeh ha'pasuk v'arom minu. Shetziva is one of the katmam ala mitzvahs. See that fascinating comment, I think, very simply. He's saying the mocker in the Torah. I mean, you have the pasuk in Mishlei. That's not in the Torah. It's in Ksuba, right? The pasuk in Mitzvah Chanoch Ma'ar B'Darko, a fine pasuk, but that's, you know, that's in Navi. It's in Ksuba, right? So the mocker in the Torah says the Rambam comes from here. Okay, interesting as a side point, just to know where the mocker of chinuch. But we know there's a mitzvah chinuch, and so we look now in some Shin Mem Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos, where some of the important kolam of chinuch are found. Okay, so in Shin Mem Gimel of Aruchayim Siv Aleph 46, Cotton Ochel Avelos the Shulchan Paskins Ein Bezim Mitzuva Lafrisho. Talking about, no, doesn't say about Shabbos. He says a cotton eating non kosher food Ein Bezim Mitzuva Lafrisho. However, Aval Aviv, but the kid's father Mitzuva Ligorbo Lafrisho. And some talk about not only the father, but the mother also. It's not only the son, it's the daughter too. Okay, not a issue now. But the point is, the father, the parent, Mitzuva Ligorbo, okay? You have to stop him. So, or right away, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that there's a difference between Bezdin. We paskin Katan Ochel Nevelos Ein Bezdin Mitzuva. The rabbis, the community leaders, well, they don't have to get involved. But the father does, maybe the mother too, okay? Now look in parentheses, Isa Doraisa, that's my further question. Okay, you have to stop him from doing this at the Raisa. Maybe he's only doing this at the Rabbanan. Can leave him alone, even if you're the father. Okay, we'll skip about that. But ulachilu biyadayim usur. But to actually feed him, to give him the non-kosher piece of meat, to give him a cheeseburger, to give him the non-kosher food, that's usur afilu dvarim shasur medirei sofer. That's usur even if it's only this at the Rabbanan. You can't inspire or give to a child something to do that will violate even this at the Rabbanan. And b'chein usur lahargilo. Not allowed to make him accustomed. B'chil Shabbos or Moed, I feel drum shmeim shem 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 shus. Again, even the Rabbanan, make sure he doesn't get accustomed to doing it. You don't have to stop him every minute, but make sure he doesn't get accustomed to doing it. Ramoyed, b'yeish omim, d'chol zeh b'katan, d'lo higil chinuch. But this whole rule applies only to manish a little kid who's not of age for chinuch, whatever age that is, 5, 6, or whatever. Aval higil chinuch, then tzrichim lafu. Uh-huh. So here now the Ramo is mentioning that which the Mechaber Paskin in the first part of the Sif Aleph, that Katan Ochal Avelos ain't Bezin Mitzul and Afrisho, just the father, you know, should get involved. That's talking about a very little child. That's someone, a child who's not a Gil Chinuch. What exactly is the age of a Gil Chinuch? So it depends on the mitzvah, it depends on the child, is it relevant intelligence? Okay, 5, 6, whatever. Talking about a little baby, then the Mechaber says, Ein Bezim Mitzul Afrisho. But the Ramo says, that the Mechaber didn't make a decision. The Mechaber just said, Ein Bezim Mitzul Afrisho. The Ramo says, Yesh Om Lechol Zer Katno Lechil Chinuch. Aval Lechil Lechinuch, then Tzvichim Lechisho. Then you have to get involved. The kid's old enough, not just the father, anybody should get involved. Yesh Om Rim, body acknowledges, some say, Delo Shayach Chinuch Lebezim El Av Bilvat. Chinuch is not the job of the bezin. Chinuch is the job of the parent.
In the event in which your father's not renowned.
Okay, but nevertheless, according to this approach, it's not anyone else's business.
So basically, is it going on earlier that the first one that Shulchan Aruch from up is Mitzuva Ligor? Does that mean Chinuch, or is there?
So it's not really clear. It's not clear. Okay, we'll have to see a little bit. Not really clear. Okay. Then he mentioned something else about cotton. It's his father, though. Then our bears and so on about tshuva. Okay. But anyway, there's also a question, you know, some hold that is there a chakira, is there any kind of chiv on the child who's a gil chinuch? Is a child who's a gil chinuch, 10 years old, 12 years old, obligated to bench just with midarbanan, midaraisa, there are no obligations before the age of barbas mitzvah. But the question is, if he's a gil chinuch, is there an obligation, midarbanan, or really no, there's never any obligation whatsoever on the child. That's an old chakir. You know, is it a din of the parent or is it a din of the child's chayv darbanan? Okay, not our issue now, but it's an issue. So we get brachas and so on. Okay, but the question is, this is what basically you're asking, if there is some requirement of chinuch, okay, what you said, How could you say that Ein Bezin Mutzuv L'Afrisho if the father's not around? If there's a Chiyuv of Chinuch, certainly there's a Chiyuv on the kid, but even if you hold not like that, it's not a kid, 10, 11 years old, okay, and he's doing something that's also right, and the father's not around, but the Shul Rabbi's around, he doesn't have to stop. How could it be? If there's a Mitzvah of Chinuch, how can you say that Ein Bezin Mutzuv L'Afrisho? Well, you know, when he's Ochel Mevelos. He didn't talk for this, someone should stop him. You know, so Tosas in Shabbos, Kuf Chaf Aleph Mod Aleph, 47, the last school, Shema Mino, okay, 47. He says, he is the one who said, Tosas there says, because the Gemara concluded, Katan Ochel Avelas Bezdin Mitzuba, or not included, but one line of the Gemara was, Shema Mino, 47, the Hadir Maskel, Shema Mino, Katan Ochel Avelas Bezdin Mitzuba, Lo Bafrisho. But in the context of that Tosas, he's the one, Tosas, the Balai Tosas, are the one who make that distinction between Higilachinuch and Lohigilachinuch. So right to near the Marib Cotton Shalohigilachinuch. The Begilachinuch came and Shechab Lachanacho, Koshakin the Troch of Israel. That's what he said. So it tells us 1 second. If there's a Chiyuv, Higilachinuch means there's an obligation of Chinuch, right? The cousins of age to be able to be educated, right? So he's now called Higilachinuch. So it says Tosas is very simple, at least according to the Valley Tosas claim. And in their language, the Be'igil Echinach, Kevan Shechayev L'chancho, Kol Shekain, the Tzorach L'Afrisho. I mean, you're supposed to educate and teach this kid. So certainly if he's about to do something else, you got to stop him. And not just the father, right? Shelo Yasa Avera. V'chol Hani, the Parch B'Yavomas, in all those cases, B'Yavomas, we answer, is Yigil Echinach. They couldn't give that answer. The Gemara had, he's referring to the back and forth in B'Yavomas. But the Gemara says, does this mean you have to stop him? Now, we saw that before. Just look back for a second. You want to see it, right? The two cases we had back in source 38. L'hazir golem alaktanim, right? The Gemara on the bottom, L'hazir golem alaktanim. Does that mean you have to stop him? The Gemara said, no, you just can't feed him. Tosas, he could have just answered, yeah, you have to stop him. He's a gilachinuch. Why did the Gemara, Tosas, why did the Gemara give that answer? So he said, Gemara preferred to give a different answer, you know, but it could have given that answer, basically. Right? He could have given an answer to this, wanted to give it more general, that it would apply to all Khanam, Yilachinach and not Yilachinach. That's why but Tosas is Anachanami. The Gemara could have answered that when they asked, does that mean you have to stop him? They said, yeah, if he's a Yilachinach, yeah, how can you do it to stop him? The Gemara didn't give that answer. Instead, they said, no, you don't have to stop him. You're not allowed to feed it to him directly. So that, because the Gemara wanted to be more inclusive and include even the Katan Shaloh Yilachinach. But theoretically, they could have made this distinction well. So claim the Balei Tosas. Okay, so yeah, so that's what they said. There's a din of chinuch, right? So the question of whether the whole discussion of the Gemara, whether ain bezin chayavim or the archayim, that's talking about a katan shaloi gil chinuch. That whole sugya of Yavamas, according to Tosas, okay, according to Tosas, this Tosas here in Shabbos, kuf chaf halav alav, the whole sugya on the Mishnah of Shavuos Alecha, with more in Shabbos also. And of course, references to more than your mamas. So Tosa, the whole discussion back and forth there was about a katan shelo igilachina. But igilachina, of course, bezdin mitzuv l'afrisho. There's a chinuch of chinuch, then of course you have to afrish him from doing an aveira also. However, the Rambam, it would appear, doesn't learn that way. Because the Rambam, not in Hilchos Shabbos, but Hilchos Machos Asuras, Perek Yud Zayin Alecha Chavches, 48, the Rambam writes, afo pi she'ein bezdin mitzuv l'afrisho sakotan, Mitzvah Oviv Ligarbal Afrisho Kedei Lechanecho B'Kedusha Shenemar Chanoch Naro B'Darko. The Rambam doesn't make that chilek. Okay, the Rambam seems to say, no, in general we conclude Ein Bezin Mitzvah Afrisho. And apparently that applies even to whom? Even to a cotton shegil echana. Said echanami. Then the Rambam says, Afal Pishayin Bezdin, underline with Bezdin Mitzvah Afrisho, Aval Oviv, Mitzvah Oviv Ligarbal. Okay, so therefore according to the Rambam, the Gemara Yavamis is about all Ketanim, Higilachinach and not Higilachinach. The question is there a Chiyuv also on Bezim? On the father, there's a Vada Chiyuv. There's no, the mitzvah Chinach, so is a mitzvah on the father. I mean, the mother also, a parent, right? Does Bezdin have a mitzvah of Mechanach every child? Not really. What do we find such a thing? So therefore, the Rabbi, yeah.
According to the Rabbi, it's also, once he's under Chinach, you only can't feed it and you don't have to stop.
Right, that's what it looked like. Yeah, that's what it looked like. Okay, right. The whole discussion tomorrow, you know, that answer, right. Okay. The truth of the matter is, according to the Rambam, even if he's eating it himself, if you're not the father, you wouldn't have to stop either.
Exactly.
The father's different, right? So that you see over there. Then you have the Chiddush HaRishbo, okay, there in Yavamas, and Kufi Dalman, Al Divas Rabbi Yochanan. He quotes the Rambam. It says, Old Kassim was quoting the Rambam. Old Kassim, Rambam's on. He quotes that Rambam we just mentioned. Okay? The Rashba does. That's in the Yavamas Kufi Dhamma, source 49. Okay? Old Kassim, meaning the Rambam, who's Zal, he quotes the Rambam. We just saw it in the previous source, in Perkid Zanam, Machalos, the source of Machal Chavchaz. So he writes, Venirin, the third last line of that page, for third line of 49. Venirin, I would work, I cotton should yield a chinet, and Chavchaz, let me tell you, in Cain, Hech, in my free shalom, someone is there. And that's what's driving the Rambam. If you have to mechanech him, so how can you not stop him? The answer is he makes a chilek between Bezdin and the father. Okay. But he writes, and the Gemara doesn't make that chilek. Rashba says a simple reading of the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't say, well, there's a difference between a father and so on and so forth. Okay, you hear? So the Rambam's thing makes sense. You know, the broader picture, but the Rashba feels it's a little hard to work that Rambam into the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't, the Gemara talks about Bezdin, Shulam, Rishon. Okay, so the Rambam says the whole Gemara is talking only about Bezdin. The Rashba feels it should have mentioned about it. So, hello? Okay, yeah. So, okay, I'm muted. So, that's the Rashba. So, he writes at the end, so what is his teretz again? The underlying kasha was, if there is the underlying question, which really Tosis and the Rambam both dealt with, is the question: if there's a chiyuv of chinuch, so how could you not have to stop a kid? So Tosis gave the teretz. Tosis teretz was that we're talking about a different chinuch. We're talking about a kid. When do you not have to stop him? When he's low yigil chinuch? That's the teretz. Do you understand the backdrop question here? The background question here is: if there is a chiyuv of chinuch, how can you not have to stop a kid from baling an avera? So the Tosis answered, in Shabbos, Tosis answered, because it's talking about a cotton shalom regila chinuch, where there is no mitzvah chinuch. There's no mitzvah chinuch, so you don't have to stop him if he's an idiot. You can't feed it him. We don't have to stop him. Okay, that's the teretz Tosis gave. Okay, the Rambam gave a teretz that the chinuch is between the father and Bezin. We asked the Kasha, if you have to educate him, how can you not have to stop him? The answer is because the only father's obligated to educate him. Bezin isn't. Right? The Rashba gives a teretz of Shema Nomar, the end of source 49, the low amu mechanchim el alamitzus asay. The low alamitzus low asay. Kemosh amu kotne vadele satib olim kono atalas yodele shmotu. That's a Gemara in Sukkah, Mishnah in Sukkah, actually. Okay, that and a Gemara right there, Membeis, that you have the fathers, you have to buy a Sukkah and a lulav and a tillin, whatever. So says the Rashba, all right, there's a difference in a mitzus asay and a mitzus low asay. Okay, ein bezin mitzuvin la frisho from a lo saseh. Okay, but the mitzvah of chinuch, he said, the mitzvah of chinuch per se is to educate the kid to do mitzvahs, to put on tefillin when he's right age. So he says like this. He said, the Gemara is analyzing whether ein bezin, we can say ein bezin with two not frishim, that mitzvah may be on bezin, but yeah, that mitzvah you could argue even on bezin, but when it says ein bezin with two not frishim, the case is he's violating a law of kot noch on the velus. So then, taka ein bezin with two not frishim, why? And so there's a mitzvah chinuch? No, the mitzvah chinuch is only on a say. There's no mitzvah chinuch on a losa say. Therefore, on a losa say, bezin doesn't have to get involved.
No, you could say the opposite.
Rashba doesn't make this chilek between the father and bezin. Again, our problem is how if there's a chiyuv of chinuch, how could it be the end of ein bezin mitzvah lafrisho? Is it a havamina? The answer is because there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Why not say there's no mitzvah about also therefore ein bezin.
For the Rashba, you have to again there are sources that are staring straight into space regarding all.
No, but that doesn't. That may not be a bezin. But that may not be a bezin. That may only follow. So that's what I'm saying. Okay, so those are different terutzim. So basically, when the Gemara's question is, there's no mitzvah chinuch because the lovers say now they can ask, will the bezin resume on free shana? We can say ain't bezin. That's the question. So there's basically there is a mitzvah chinuch, but basically these three different approaches is that the mitzvah chinuch may be limited. Okay, approach A, it was limited to a cotton negil chinuch. That's what Tosa says, but not to a cotton shalom negil chinuch. Two, it's limited to the father, not the bezin. And three, it's limited to mitzvah say. That's something to just to bear in mind in general. Okay, in terms of that, we'll see how that plays in. Eventually, we'll get back to the Hilchos Shabbos point. All right, now, another thing to bear in mind, that's want to point this out, because I've already used to quote it, okay? When a cotton does something, okay, and again, you can argue with how old he is and so on, when a cotton does something, is there a maisa avera? Is there an actual maisa avera? Okay, does the cotton have a maisa avera, just there's no punishment? Okay. So Reb Chaim wanted to say that when a cotton does something, and avera, there's a mice avera, you say yesh bezdin, okay, you know, bezdin should stop him. There's a case of the Rambam Hilchos Yisur Bia, Paragimel, Achiyat Gimel, talks about shivcha harufa, okay? So shivcha harufa, there's a nisut to have a relation with such a woman and so on, all right? And she's, what I mean is chetzi shivcha, chetzi bascharen, and she was mekudeshes and Eben Ivri. You know, we don't know all the details. Rambam spells it out there. So the Rambam Hilchos, that's Rambam Hilchos Yisur Bia, Paragimel, Achiyat Beis. In the Rav quoted from Reb Chaim, Hilchos Shgogos, Parag Tes, Achiyat Gimel, Ben Teisha Shanim, Yom Echad, obviously a cotton, okay? Shabbos, Shivcha, Charufa, he loke, but who may be carbon, okay? But Yehro, at least, and maybe Achi Yagdil, Yeh Ben Das. Can't be in a carbon now, only nine, okay? But he gets old, he has to be a carbon. Okay, that's the case. Oh, exactly. Now, you know that when the Rambam says Yehro, at least, whenever you see the Rambam says the royal Lee appears to me, there's going to be a lot of tumult about it. Okay, the Rambam means he doesn't have a source. He can't prove it. The royal Lee, you know, Lee B'Omer Lee thinks it. So the Rambam says the royal Lee. But I don't go into that in great detail now. But Lamaisa, you know, looks like the cotton has a Maisa Vera. When he gets older, there's going to be a carbon for that Maisa Vera. Okay, just as kind of a side point. Now, in terms of the Psak, so how do we pass this? Of course, bezin mitzuvah lafrisho, ain't bezin mitzuvah. Whatever one of the three ways you learn, you know, to learn through the sugya, like we just said, the Tosas, the Rambam, the Rashba. Okay, but what's the conclusion? Bezin mitzuvah lafrisho, and then or ain't mitzuvah lafrisho. So the riff in the Halachos Ketanis in the back of Menachos and Hilchos Tumah. Okay, in the back of Maseches Menachos, you have printed what's called Halachos Ketanis. There are a lot of sort of important issues that come up in Maseches Menachos. Again, there's no riff. The riff only wrote, as we know, on the halacha and the rosh also only on the mesichtas that are halacha lemaisa. You know, not in kachim. Okay, but we have in menachas in the back, since mesichtas menachas has things that are halacha lemaisa, including most famously tzitzis, tefillin, and so on. Right, so you have in the back what's called halacha tanis. You have the rosh, the riff on hilchos tzitzis, hilchos. So one of the things there is hilchos tumah. There's in the back of Menachos, Tuchos Tumah, Daf Aleph Medalev. He quotes Tanya, Emor Marta, Lahazir Gdolim Alakhtanam. That's what he quotes. And the implication is that he's passing that, yes, Bezdin, it doesn't mean just the father, he doesn't make such a chiluk. And the bottom line is Bezdin Mitzuvah, not Frisho. Now, does it mean even Loi Gilachinach? I don't know. But the Rif seems to pass in general that Kotten Ochel Nevelas is Bezdin Mitzuvah, not Frisho. Okay, the Nemuke Yosef, there, on that Rif, on the back of Menachos, right? And he quotes the psukim by Emor Bar Marta and by you know, he says, Shemuzar of Shalobi and Chilim Lot Talon Mason. Afal Gav, the Bishar is from Ena of Muzar, Alaben. So he seems to know this talking with the father. Okay? So, but he says, Afal Gav, the Bishar is from Ena of Muzar, Alaben. Other things, you know, the father doesn't have to. But by certain things he does. Certain things in psukim he does. So bottom line, he says that usually he seems to paskin ain bezin mitzvah lafrisho. But when you have it, there is a kosel lahazik dolam alaktanim, including Shabbos. He doesn't deal with the kiveger and that kasha. Why wasn't it the good kasha? And the mutzum heish. Why doesn't the Gemara mention Shabbos? But Shabbos is part of it. Whenever there's a cost of that.
Because that goes beyond the mitzvah.
Right. That's what it looks like. That's how I think. Okay, I was saying that even though in general, ain't bezin mitzvah, usually, but yes, by tumah, by other things, but there's a cost of it. Okay. The Rosh, you know, maybe says that also a little bit of Rosh, and they're also in Halachos Tanis in the back of Halachos, there's tumah 7 Aleph, 54. Tanya Emor Ramart, Elazar Gon Talam. He explains how the language says Bnei Aaron, why Bnei Aaron includes the children. All right, again, maybe it's only in those, I can't prove it, maybe it's only in those particular cases. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the tour, it's in Hilchos Avelos actually, in Siman Shin Ayin Gimel, where Hilchos Tumas Meis is found. Yerodeh Siman Shin Ayin Gimel, 55. Kishem Shakoi Muzo Sholotamos, Kachu Muzo Lahazir Haktanem Milotamos. Just like adult Kohen can't become Tama himself, he's also warned not to let his child, you know, it was a minor, become Tama. Because of Rambam, she'ein adol muzom al tamei el shol tamos biyad avol tamos ba'atzma ein bezim mitzuv la frisha. And the Rambam el she'ovi mitzuv lechan chol b'tusha. That's what we saw. Okay, so that's a question. Again, it's only applied. The Rambam seems to apply it to the av. Okay, and the truth is the Bach over there in Os Aleph on that Turin Yeridei Shemeshinayim Gimel says, he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, and he says that the Yesh Lomar, the Shina B'chomok Ma'omar B'nei Aaron HaKonim, Kanam HaKonim B'nei Aaron, right, the order, it says B'nei Aaron HaKonim, and more HaKonim B'nei Aaron, it says, usually it says B'nei Aaron HaKonim, that's the Hazar HaKonim B'nei, but again, maybe only in terms of, you know, in terms of that din. However, the Rosh in Shabbos, you look in 57, the Rosh in Shabbos, Parak Aleph Simel says, Afilu Koton Ochal Nevelos Bezed in Mitzuvah. Okay? So apparently the Rosh is not limited only to the case of Tumah like the Nukh Yosef did. It looks like the Rosh in the Halachos Tanis may be good in Nukh Yosef. Sof kol sof, you see from the Rosh.
Do we know what age if this is?
Doesn't, we don't know. We don't know, okay?
So that
can be differentiated. Yeah, but they didn't say it. Right. That's why we're assuming that. The Rosh says straight out. Simon Aleph, it's a filo cotton ochalabelos bezin mitzuvan afrisha. The culture can't go to soy Yisraelo. It certainly can't help him. Can't inspire him. Can't, that's for sure. So the Rosh Paskin is that bezin mitzuvan afrisha, which will be said from the Rif. Okay. However, other Rishonim, the Ritva 58, and Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel Aleph, talking about a kid blowing the head of, you know, kid's bull chauffeur in the afternoon, tinker around the Shabbat. Anyway, he says, he writes in 58, the Rosh Ritva does, to a kaimel and cotton ochel nevelos ain't bez in mitzvah on lafrisha. Okay, the Machlon's Rishonim. The Rosh says, we paskin that cotton ochel nevelos bez in mitzvah on lafrisha. 57, in Shabbos, Park Alas with Aleph, the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah, one Gilman Aleph, the Masa Matanya, says, to a kaimel and cotton ochel nevelos ain't bez in mitzvah on lafrisha. Okay, Machlon's Rishonim. Okay, the Meiri, and in Yevamos, I'm not sure Yevamos, Kufi Dam and Aleph, the Yevamos with cotton. So he writes, cotton that we see is Ochon Nevelos, so Shari, Sashi Batara. So Sugi goes back and forth, whether it's Tumal Afrisho or not, and so on. He says, below Nisbar, the Gemara is not clear at the end. Which way do we hold? Tumal Afrisho or Amy Tumal Afrisho? Well, okay, that's why you can't have a Machlokas with the Rosh, because the Gemara itself, no, it's not clear about it. He said, oh, Odo, Shomer, Bar Yochanan, Tzvukim, Isapkele. Baf Gedole, Aposkim, Lo, Yel, Shomer, The Rift doesn't bring it over there in Yevamos, but in Tumah, he says, he quotes that, but he concludes, does the Miri, last line of 15, I mean, Komokom Rove Poskim, Maskim and She'ain Bezim Mitzumel Afrisho. He says that's the Rove. Okay, I don't know, maybe, you know, did a survey of the literature. He says mostly, you say ain bezim mitzvah l'afrisho eloshein machinos obiyadayim, but again, to physically give him the non-kosher food, that you're not allowed to do. Okay, now it's interesting because the Rambam, you look again in Machlos Asuris, Perkizan l'chidzayim, achachav zayim, the Rambam says 60, cotton she'ochal echad b'machlos Asuris, o she'osam alocha b'shabbos ain bezim mitzvah l'afrisho. That's how he concludes, not like the Rif. Okay. But rather than ain't bez, and not like the Rosh, but rather than ain't bez in mitzvah l'afrisho, l'afrisho in a mendaz. But then he writes again, b'med v'amurim b'shosam atzma, he did on his own. Aval l'achil b'dayim osir. Okay, so that's how the Rambam also paskins that ain't bez in mitzvah l'afrisho. All right? Now, it's just interesting, because, just to point out, the Truman Sadeshin, in Tzokim Miksav and Simon Salam Bay 61, okay, discusses this issue as well. He says, he like Tosis, brings up the chilek between a gila chinach and not a gila chinach. All right. He says, the whole discussion is called, whether they're not required, and are required, so they are required, cut in a gila chinach, all right. And he brings a proof. But how the icy crowd, the usher Torah, the lolisu b'dayim, The question is, well, if it's lo higiel lechinuch, then why can't you even give it to him? Why can't you tell the kid to turn the, you know, the light in the bathroom went out, whatever. They tell your kid, well, you're carrying him, is a year and a half old, you turn on the light switch. You think it ain't both das. Right? Why should we make a chilek? That's what Shmuel Tadesh is bothering. Why should we make a chilek? We're talking about ainigi, a cotton shalo, a gil, a chinuch. So that ain't both das, that's what we said, right? Ain't both das. So then what's the, why shouldn't you allow to do it even, you know, even be a dying? So he says, Yeshloma tam, the kopra chonshalo, yargil oso lavar averas. Don't get him accustomed to that, because then when he gets old, they'll still do it, but he does no more. Now, it's safina b'yadayim, it's called safina b'yadayim, feeding him or inspiring him to do the avera, or you know, pointing him to light switch, whatever the avera is. You know, it's based, bottom line, on lo sachilu med b'yadayim. Okay, so that's what he says. Is we know why you don't do that even at Elohim, because he's getting used to it. He says, oh yeah, now I'll get a little older and still think it's okay to turn the light. Kids get used to it. The Mishapur writes that about bringing little kids to shul. Okay, the Mishapur writes that you shouldn't bring very little kids to shul because they run around and you know, and they fool around, they eat candy, they make noise, and then they get older. It's the same thing. Right? That's what they think shul is. They never, that's why it's such a problem in shul. People talking and so on. Mishapur said they never educated properly. You know, they mevalbel the other people are trying to daven, and they get old, they don't stop. So it's all control also. All right, anyway, so that's what the truth is. So the truth is, getting back to what the cotton, just in terms of the isser of feeding him directly, right? Because everybody said that wasn't allowed, right? We all, whatever approach we took to whether bezim mitzvah lafrisha or not, so we saw it's machlokas we've shown him. But everybody said, the Rambam, everybody says, you know, but lachil b'yadayim is also, right? Everyone said, so why is that? So that's what shows the Shmuel Tadesh says, because the kid's getting used to that, all right? You could say a little bit differently. You could, if you held like that, Reb Chaim, that it's a maisa avera, you know, it's a maisa avera, okay, so then it's almost like a lift the ivra type of thing, you know? I mean, you know, I won't say lift the ivra all the way, but it's that type of thing. But if the orator, it's a din of hergel, okay? Like the Shmuel Tadesh says, alternatively, and this is what some suggest, and some read this into the Rashba, that it's an avera, there's no mice avera on the child. And there's no, and we're not worried about hergel, but it's a mice avera on the adult. Okay? That's what it looks like a little bit from the Rashba. Okay? Take a look in 62, the Rashba and Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Bey Dumasra Ikadamri. Okay? So again, There is a chilek between the Rabbon and the Raisa. Okay, he says the Kashil in the second one. The Hakev the Begadol Oser. Can I start Kol Shmuguv Chaim Chato Her Pato Oser? Im Kain Hechi Yavu Latino. The Afal Pisha Ain Bezim Mitzvah Lafrisho. Right, that's he's also assuming Ain like the Ritual, like Ain the regular Ritual. Ain Bezim Mitzvah Lafrisho. The Misal Beadaim Oser. The Karina Be Lo Sochlum Lo Sachilum. Okay, so how can you give it to him? In other words, once we have low soch, what's the mokor, low soch, what does the word mean? Low sa'achilum. What does that word mean? Don't give him to eat. Don't give it to him to eat. That's what the phrase means, low sa'achilum. It doesn't say that Torah, it says low sochlum, but you know, we can read it. You put the nekudas in different places, so you can read it, low sa'achilum. That's an iser, you know, of biodayim. So that's how we know. And the Rashba says, therefore, afal b'shein bezim mitzvah lafrisho, l'mitzvah l'bedayim osur, dekrim b'lo sochum, meaning who's violating it? Never mind hergil. Not never mind, but that's not what the Rashba is stressing. Not to worry that the kid's going to get accustomed to it. And it's not that the kid has an ice avera, so it's sort of like a lifna either. No, you're violating lo sachilom. Mind you, the adult, are violating it. And that's why you can't give it. Okay? Now, he says, so in this particular case in Shabbos, well, the Gemara allowed it over there because it's only the Rabbanan to begin with. Okay? Uvashel divrayim paskins. Afil chatchila safinamai. It's only a dim, the only whole thing's only the Rabbanan to begin with. So then you can give it to him. I don't know. People ask all the time, you know, at what age does my kids start waiting 6 hours, you know, between boss and cholam, and how careful they have to be a chicken, and, you know, these questions come up all the time by with little children. Okay, you have to make it. So again, we are concerned about hergel because we're accustomed, you know, to things. Okay, but you hear the point of the Rashba. He's saying, well, this is Rabbanan to begin with. Then even l'chatchila we can give it. He brings, you know, and he brings rayas. You can take a look. All right, but that's the Rashba in Shabbat. And so when we merge that Rashba is two things. First of all, the Rashba's concern is not that there's a maisa aveira on the part of the cotton, and not even that we're concerned about hergil, that is, you know, is going to become accustomed to this, but rather what? That it's an iser on the godol. That's what he says, lo sats poshap shat, lo sofrum, which we interpret to mean lo sachilum. That means you can't give it to him. That's why it's usser. And that's it. Even if the kid's a little kid, even, can say, even if he's lo agilachinah. Okay, it doesn't make a difference how young he is. There's an iser on the parent to do that. Okay, if they are, and anybody, that's okay. You're not business to actually give a kid a cheeseburger. I don't care how old he is. But the second thing that emerges in the Rashba is we're only concerned about that if what? If this is a deraisa to begin with. So only if it's a drabana to begin with, then it's okay. With me? Yeah, with me? So that's the Rashba there. He says also there, that's the Rashba on Shabbos, Kufnam Gomez. He says it also in Yavamas, Kuf Yadadam and Alam, on the same Sugi, the Rashba Reopen in 63. Yomil Mashmali, the Bisurin shall devray mutterlo lomar lecho beferish. Okay? He reiterates, okay, that if it's an issue, the whole issue is a drabana anyway, then there's no isser safina biadayim. The adult can tell him to do it. Clearly, he's not worried about hergil. He's not worried about a maisa avera. The whole issue is the parent. And when the whole issue is the rabbanon, anyways, there's no isser. You know, there's a discussion in the Cheskinach and others. Do you violate lifnei iver if you an adult? If you tell him to do a rabbanon, okay, we tell him to do a rabbanon. Your machshav someone to draw a bottle. Would you buy the lift neighbor? The favor, let's say, her lift neighbor is not to train a person to do it, inspire a person to do an aveir, lechora, for the Torah, so it's all in all the rises. What if I tell him to do the rabbanon? Right, so the assumption is it is still a violation of neighbor because lift neighbor includes giving somebody bad advice. Huh? Messiah is also separate. If people not Messiah, they say maybe actively, but lift neighbor also gives a person bad advice. So there's no worse than bad advice. Okay, but I'm just saying it conceptually. All right, getting back to Rashba says in Yevamos Kufi Dalam and Alav Masam Yochman 63. Omiyo Mashma to be soon shall derain muter lo lomar lecho beferish. The Lamadam shall Torah bezim mitzvah lafrisho. Shall derain ain bezim mitzvah lafrisho. Okay, and he says basically draws an equation because he says that just like the Manda Omar holds that mitzvah lafrisho is. According to him, anyway, is only by a deraisa. Even the Mandamur says bezin mitzvah lafrisho is bezin mitzvah lafrisho by a deraisa, but ain't bezin mitzvah lafrisho by a drabonim. So therefore, he says so too by safina biyadayim by machshav biyadayim is also okay by a drabonim. It's only by a deraisa. So basically, he says that the iser of not being machshav biyadayim or safina biyadayim, okay. And the chiyuv to be mafresh, he says, is basically the same thing. Okay, it's basically the same thing. Well, we paskin that ain bezim mitzvah lafrisho, and yet safina b'dayim is usher. But it's basically a question of where you draw the line. In other words, it's basically the same concern, and that's what comes out from that Rashba. I do want to point out that the Rambam, there in Hilchos Machalos Zoros Perek Yizan Lachachav Zayin 64, disagrees with this Rashba. And he says, "Bafilu dvarim shisur medivrei sofrim is also usher." Not like the Rashba. Whatever applies by the Rabbanon also. "Bechein usher lagilo bechilu Shabbos umod bafilu bedvarim shein mishum shlus." Okay, so he's not like the Rashba. He says, "By safina beyadayim, the Rambam has a little difference. There's no difference what this is. By whether mitzvah lafrisho, then you can clear the derais of the Rabbanon. Okay, you can make a chiluk if you want." You can say that by only Daraisa, Mitzvah Lafrisho, not Rabbanan. But the Rama does not accept that by Safina Bedayim. He makes no chilek. Okay? So therefore, the din of the Inalanas, Machel Bedayim, not Safina Bedayim, and the din of Mitzvah Lafrisho are two separate areas. Okay? And they don't relate. Okay? So, but the truth is, again, you go back to Rashba. Rashba is right. If the whole concern with the cotton is what? It's not his act. We're not care. We don't care about it. No, we don't care. We're not focusing on a hergil. We're not focusing on a mice of Eret, but rather on the mice of the Godel. Okay. The issue is the Godel's act. So then you could argue, okay, so I can't tell him to do anything, whether it's the rice or the rabbanon. Okay. You know, that makes a certain amount of sense. Now, bottom line, we can also ask a general question, what does safina biyadayim mean? Again, this is a big sugi. If I'm not doing everything now, but just kind of give you these overviews and so on. I'll jump back into the Shabbos just a moment. What is Safina Biyadayim? So obviously, handing him a cheeseburger is Safina Biyadayim. And the assumption is that telling him, you do this, is also Safina Biyadayim. Okay? Then the question is, what if you didn't exactly tell him, but the kid knows? We mentioned this last time. What if the kid knows? You know, the kid knows. That's what we call the das of it. He knows that the father would like him to do that. Okay? So that's what we had, if you remember, back in the, we mentioned last week, the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah was back in source 17, okay? Where, you know, the child knows, you know, the child knows that what he wants to do, right? Maybe that's also considered to be Safina Biyadayim, all right? But it's only if there's a Chalos HaMeir at that time. All right, so that's a different effect here. So moving back now to the realm of Hilchos Shabbos. So let's look now in 65, remember the Rashba, in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Aleph and Aleph, the Masa Shabbos Bino. Okay, here's an interesting question. Rishonim asked this question. One second. Isn't it a Malachos Shein Tzichel Gufim? All right, Malachos Shein Tzichel Gufim. The cotton is ochel nevelis. The cotton is violating Shabbos. Malachos shein tzichel gufa. The lek el yisud rabbanon. All right, that's only yisud rabbanon. Malachos shein tzichel gufa. The yisud is only yisud rabbanon. The pasuk of Shimon. I mean, yeah. Ba'asim yivamos. I mean, the chule alma yisud rabbanon ain't bezim yisnof yisho. All right. Anyway, he answered this question. We didn't hear it. They tzarach lecha. The hocha is when we come as man, but the hocha comes shamas when cotton ochel nevelis bezim yisud rabbanon. I feel rabbanon. A sikna be cotton ose al das of it. When the cotton does, that's the case in the fire, I'm putting out the fire. He knows the father would like to do it. Came and chicane, a fill with don, where the brun and mat nami marfishin. The havale kimo shetivo of it. Rashbo clearly holds that if the al das of it, that's like you told him. Okay? And even what I wrote, a fill with my shakasavti anibi of amas, was interesting because it implies that Rashbo wrote his parish of the amas. So this is before he wrote the Hiddush on Shabbos, or at least this part. Then we went back and forth. Anyway, the Lidan, the Kaimel, the Field of Raisa, Ain Bezim of Abishon, Besur, the Abonnet, Safilam, Yadayim, Holo Kasha, the Kaim of the Ovel, the Tzarch, Ovel, the Lola Tzarko, Usser, even on Rabon. So Ashbo here modifies his view. And he says, he's going to make the Chilik between the Raisa and the Rabonon. But he's saying, but when it's a Rabonon, okay, then if it's Al Das Ovel, that's awesome. That's over. Aval Torah Atzmo Shori. Okay, and apparently even to give it to him directly. So that's Atzmo. Then the Rashbo says that it's okay. All right. So that's the Rashbo there. He says it also in Shabbos Kuflim Gimel Bay to Masel Kishahi. Writes one upon the line. Kol Shemagufi Kisur Deraisa. He Amir Lekot Lemebet Ikanami Kisur Deraisa. That's Lo Sachilum. One second. Again, it reiterates the point that Safina Biyadayim is only by the Rabbanan, but Adas Obim is even going to be, is even going to be by the Rabbanan. So again, Safina Biyadayim is only by the Raisa, not by the Rabbanan. But if it's Adas Obim, then it's also okay. Good. Now let's come back to that issue we said before. Okay. Again, by Shabbos, we had the case that they couldn't let the kid, put out the fire. All right. Cotton shibul lechamos ain't shomelo. All right. And that's because of al-das of it. So what's it a violation of? What's it a violation of if you do it? If you tell the kid not to, if he has put out the fire. L'chor, it's a violation of lo sasa kol melacha. So there's a tshuva from the Achiezer, and Achiezer b'chaim ozer. Okay, his tshuva is Chela Gimel Sim Peyal. Reb Chaim was a good sense. He was a rabbi, died in 1941. Okay, when the Gedol Achronim. So his tshuva is Achiezer, says the following. And he's a quote from Chaim. Is it also Sim Peyal, Chela Gimel Sim Peyal, Oschab Gimel? Interesting. First, he refers to some sofer. Okay, and he's bothered by the Rashba that we just saw in Kuftan Gimel Beis. Now look back at it carefully. Rashba and Shabbos Kuftan Gimel Dimasul Kishahi writes the following. He says, call look at the second line. Call Shubagufa Iki Sur the Raisa. Yamir Lakotan Lemebar Ikanami Sur the Raisa. Okay, that's Rashba Sita Sol. The Isra is the Raisa to start with, then it's Isra the Raisa to give it to a cotton to do. Diksiv Lo Sochlum, Kribe Lo Sachilum. Good. Then at the end, he says, regarding that Gemara on Shabbos, you violate lo sas malacha atovincha. In the last words, over mizeh, the case here in Shabbos he's talking about, you know, the case with the back in Kuf Chavala with the fire. So you violate lo sas malacha atovincha. Okay? But it doesn't say you violate lo sachilum. Why did he make that change? That's what the Chassam Sofer is bothering. He started, he said, by, you know, he said that if it's an Issa Daraisa, the Issa that you're talking about is a Daraisa, then it's a Daraisa for you to tell the kid to do it. Because it says Lo Sachlum, or read it Lo Sachlum. Good. Why do you have to change his mind, so to speak, at the end of the passage, two lines later, and say that if you tell the kid and doing it, Ladas Ovid, which, you know, which we said is like telling him to do it, right? That was Rosh Bo before. Okay, the Rosh Bo in Kuf Chavala said in the previous source, it's like you did it, right? That Kemosh Tzivo of your lasos, it's like you told him to do it, right? So why do you switch and quote the other pasuk by Shabbos? Just say it's also a violation. Lo sochom, it's another violation. So that's the Chassam Sofer is bothered by this in Siman Pei Gimel, right? Al Diber Rosh Bo now shehisla below sachin l'misayim below sachin malacha. If Safina Biadayan is lo sochom. Okay, but by Shabbos, we'd say, you know, and Shabbos, we'd say you don't let the kid put out the fire, you know, because al das aviv, so it's a violation of lo sas malacha. Why the switch? Hear the kasha. All right. Umavar de malav zed lo sas malacha to mechav nizam etc. Elfina lav de mechama. He said that lav is used for something else and so on, where it's talking about where the person is doing it for himself. A cotton osam malacha is atzmo less by high love, right? Lo sasa chomalacha atum chavi techa lo behem techa. That's mechama acha behemto. Who gains when you mechama acha behemto? You're doing it for yourself. So there are some sofas a chiddush that love lo sasa chomalacha applies when you inspire, whether it's a child or an animal, do something for yourself. Avol kisha cotton osam malacha is atzmo. Less by high love, okay? But there'll still be lo sachilum. You can't do it because of lo sachilum. So that's how he splits, you know, the right. Both Yisurim remain in play. Lo sachilum is a general rule called Tarkula. Or something, not just by those three cases. Lo sachilum is a general rule called Tarkula. And we're saying that he makes a distinction whether the child is doing it for himself or not. He says, the Yisur lo sachilum is when the child does it for you. Al das ovid. Okay, but when he does it himself, it's still going to be lo sachilum. That's what he says. All right, but the Chaim doesn't like that so much. A few lines that Amun Gamad the Yichshel Amad Damer the Bezim Mitzvah Afrisho, Afila Ba'osel Tzorach Atzma Mitzvah Afrisho. All right, he says we have a rule of Steik Suma Bam Keachad Ein Melamdin. How can you learn these different things from lo sachilum? Whenever you have a teaching that comes from two different places, Shnei Ksuma, some say, Shosha Ksuma, Bam Kecha, Rebam. Are you familiar with that concept? When you have two teachings emerge from the same, you know, if the Torah gives an example in one case of a din, so we can say that's paradigmatic, right? That's telling you this is a din. They give you one example. But if you already bothered to give two examples, then the Torah is limited to those two cases, or some say three examples. Otherwise, just give one. All right, and that's what he applies over here, okay? And he says that we do not necessarily extend lo sachilum to other yisurim, and that's why he's got to quote the other pasuk lo sasa kamalacha to the Shabbos. Okay, again, interesting answer. But then he writes in the third line. We actually saw this, but here's what becomes more relevant to us. Take a look with the third to last line, end of the paragraph. That shows Achiezer. Chav gimel. Shamatim aluf midoy agon Chaim Chaim Brisker. I heard my Rebbe Chaim, the lohachit you call the lo sasa kamalachat vincha, mishum the lav the lo sachilum, lo havi ela isur be alma b'sharis kishari surim, mashe ena came mishum lo sasa kamalachat the isur the Shabbos the chomer. Okay, he says a very fascinating thing. He says like this, and I think the Rav said it this way also. I don't remember. I heard the name of the Rav, not quoted from Chaim. The Achiezer has it over here. He says very good. He says Rabosai. If I go ahead and I give my kid a cheeseburger, okay, what issur did I violate? Did I violate the issur of eating a cheeseburger? No, I violated lo sachilum. And if I tell my kid to do avera x, did I violate avera x? No, I violated lo sachilum. But if I tell my kid to violate Shabbos, you know what happened? I violated Shabbos. That's why the pasuk of Lo Tzatzach Malacha, it becomes again a lot of this much more. The vice of the goal, it's attributed to the goal. It's my I was from Chal Shabbos. Nobody says if I give my kid treif food, I ate treif. I didn't eat treif. Okay, you hear the chiluk? That's what Ruchaim is saying. Okay, and this explains the Hashpo's shift in the psukim. You know, Al Das Ovim is a violation of Hilchas Shabbos, not just of Safina Miyadayim. And therefore, you could say very well, that's why it's going to apply to a Darbonon also. Because I've rather Shabbos, Darbonon. Okay, by Shabbos, you can argue that Sachilim is only by the Raisa. Okay, maybe not by a Darbonon. But by Shabbos, you have Atavim Kamitecha. Okay, and now you go back. Okay, it's very short, right? It's very good. You violated Shabbos. Not just violated the eating a cheeseburger. You didn't violate eating a cheeseburger. It was violated the Sachilim. With Shabbos, you also violated Shabbos. And that includes the Rabbanans. It includes the Rabbanans. All right? Now, what I think that, what I heard from the Rav, again, I didn't remember that it was the name of Chaim. Obviously, we trust Chaim Ozer. But what the Rav added is, now we have an answer to the Kiva Eger's Kasha. Remember back in 11, what number was it? We had it at the beginning of the day. Right? Where was it? The Mutzah Me'esh, right? 41, yeah. Okay, so we're 41 or 42, right? The now we say, one second. Now we understand, what was the kasha that they left it at Tzarchian? Okay, right. Why didn't the Gemara mention Shabbat? That's why, it's a totally different thing. It's not connected. That's why, Pasha, right? I mean, so that I heard from the Rav that he answered this kasha with Kiveger, and before the Kiveger, the Mutzah Me'esh to which he refers, okay, the reason why it didn't mention Shabbos in the context of the Gemara is because it's not the same thing. It's a different type of violation. Now, I also called Lorena, and you know, just to say, so basically, if you look now in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, so basically now the rest of my comments and they dealt with other things relating to, you know, to Shabbos. But now we're coming to the point that when you tell a kid to violate Shabbos, it's your violation of Shabbos. And to the point, now look back at the last words. The Chaim took it so far as to say, "Shine lava Shabbos chomer pirsha the kala mechal Shabbos chomer avod zara." It's not just los achilim; it's your mechal Shabbos. So maybe like avod zara. That's a jump already, but that's what he says. Okay, so this is the. It's part of the bottom line. It's part of the shvisa of the God. Okay, to not have the kid do something. It's part of his shvisa. That's the din of shvisa cotton, and that will include rabbanans. And again, that'll also. Answer this kasha of Kiveger, why the Gemara and the Rabbis didn't lump them together, okay, with the other three that are mentioned. The other three are just Lo Sachilim. The newest are called Lo Sachilim. All right, but then if I tell my kid to go become Tummy, and I'm a Kohen, it doesn't, they're not viewed as if I became Tummy. Right, if I ain't the Dumb. Get it? Good? All right, let's just finish a few other Bible comments to kind of wrap up the topic. All right, the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reis Samach Vav, the Pesach Shalom Rechaim, okay. That was go back to what we started with in Hilchos Shabbos, you know, with giving something. Remember, that was the mission at the beginning there, where it was late on the Shabbos. I don't know if you have it. It was late in the day, and the mission. Shabbos Kufnim Gimel Alav. Mishahechshu Maderech. So you give it to a guy, then you give it to a child, then there's a whole hierarchy. Animal gets it. The pep that's chirish on the gun. Anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Shemesh on Vav Sivav, Yesh Omer Kishno Slecher Meila Bani Cholok Kishu Mahalech V'Rom Men Kishu Omer. Remember, you had to don't do it in such a way that you're actually biting the aver. Do it while it's moving. Ramo Ed V'Davka Shlata Mishach Hashecha. Because the Meodion Mutu B'Chol Inyan. If you put it on beforehand, so the, you know, then it's okay because then there's no Ma'aser Shabbos. Okay. Bir Alocha, the Mishabur, there in Sivav, okay. But I just want to add one thing, even according to Chaim Lomdas, what the Rav is saying, you probably with not only maybe it'd be a mumar, you know, would have been that, but also could be that when you get taught, you inspired your kid to violate Shabbos, you violate Shabbos and Lo Sachil. Not that it's not Lo Sachil, just more than Lo, maybe you get two Lo. All right, so Mishabur and the Bir Halacha, you know, I don't want to go into all the details now. He analyzed this question of why you have to do it in such a way that the Akira, there's a Hanacha. So, you know, I'll let you kind of look that up and read through that on your own. Just a couple other things. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and he also talks about the difference of maybe it's only Drabanan, and by the way, once it's a Drabanan, maybe we're makel by a Hefsid, by Hefsid Meruba, or even any kind of Hefsid, or carrying a Carmelis. We touched upon that. Let me just look at the last few sources, because I want to make sure we finish this. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Tifchav Hei 70 says, Ein Yehudi, or any Yisrael, Goy, Shebo L'chabos Ein Tzorach Limchos B'yodo, Aval Katan Shebo L'chabos Tzorach Limchos B'yodo. Okay, you have to stop the kid from doing it. And then Shabur explains the answer caught in Samapo. I'm very sure. Feeling ball of Chabos Lake, Shabur Bayez Achemer. Okay, Gam came to Rachlukas, but came to also Bishvil Gadol. He doesn't have to be doing it for his father, for your house, even if it's someone else's house. Right? Again, we're talking about there was a danger because then, of course, you put out the fire. That's all I know. So it doesn't happen with somebody else. Okay, and in the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah adds there in Siman Shalom Dal, in those Nun Dal, the Shaar HaTzion, but he has, I still see a chilek. When he is daited, the Lakas of it, Mechuy of Amen Atar Lem Chos Biyadu, came and chose to the daito, Kedei Shal Yabar, Ma Adasilo Sasa, Holach Atum Yabadecha, or with Lakas Acher, Mechay Va Acher Al Kaponam Dorbono Lem Chos Biyadu. Might be a different than the father, because again, and the Mishnah is not saying what we said, but he almost hints at it. I wonder if he held from that same Sora, you know, that the Achazer quoted Ruch Chaim, and the Rav quoted Ruch Chaim. He's saying there's a difference in the father, because with the father, like remember when it says, Lo sasa komalacha ato b'mcham yitecha, that's on the father. But if the kid, you know, the kid's a guest at my house and he puts it out, he's doing it for me, so I have to stop. But would that, if I didn't stop, would that be, or I told him to do it, would that go so far as my violent Shabbos? It's not, it can't be marbled that necessarily, Lo sasa ato b'mcham, not my son. It could be. I hear what you're saying. I was thinking maybe he's hinting at this point. Is it somebody else? You know, it's somebody else. So I'm not mechuyev in losas chomalacha. Wouldn't be my chilas Shabbat. All right. I just quoted also from a couple of other achronim. Maybe a few more minutes. You know, the Imri Bina, the Mayor Arbach in the 1800s, he was a dying in Yerushalayim and the Bezin of Shul Salon. Okay. So his Jew is Imri Bina and Dine Shabbat Simon Zion. Okay. He mentions a 73, another approach to this idea of the, you know, of Shabbos being different. He says, Nira Yadur, the cotton mice, Yeshua Machshava Ainli. A cotton can do a mice, that goes back to that a cotton has a mice, if he doesn't have Machshava. So he says, that's why, one second, if he doesn't have Machshava, then what a cotton does on Shabbos is not called what? Well, that's Machshavas. He says, Yadur, the Bishabbos, Machshavas, also Torah. Okay, so therefore, Elah, and that's why, you know, that's why you need the pasuk Lo sasa chomalacha ato b'mcham yitecha. Well, and it's another answer to B'kiv Eger, you know, to the B'kiv Eger. He said, you know why you need that? Because in the third line of 70, Elah of the goli krob, the goli on krob is Shabbos, ma'azi gom lakalim, lo yinuchol ha-melech midam u'shrotzim, because there he's doing an actual iser. Here he's not doing an iser, because by definition, not a melech of machshavet. All right, nachron ha-shul. Torah, that's what you're saying? Okay, yeah, figured it out. That's his idea. Just combine certain things we learned already. So, by definition, the kid's not doing Lachas Machshavas, so therefore we wouldn't have included a Lo Sachilam. That's why I need the other pasuk, you know, Lo Sachilam. And I would say it all. The Shalom Meshav is Yosef Shalom Lichtenstein, lived in the 1800s. He had many volumes of Tshuvas, small print. Anyway, so Tshuvas Madur Tlisah Chelik Beis in the Gimel. He said, you got to say for a child, choose my gom, or Yitzhak Meir, Mikal calls Varsha, Mikil Kadosh from Varsha. That's the Chedush HaRim. Okay? The Chedush HaRim is, I printed it, we have some of his chubas, not that many, but we have the Chedush HaRim, Mikhail Kochheim, Sim Gimel. Okay? He also says, Mam Adam and Abelos, this is Shabbos, Hobbes Shabbos, Lachas Machshavas, and the Torah. Okay? So he has a different definition of Lachas Machshavas, doesn't quite say the same thing. Like the Rabina said later, but he said, "Finas daiti nira, melechus machshavas means," he says, "melechus umnus." Okay, melechus umnus was a precise, careful. A kid can't do that. That's what he says. All right, I printed the Chiddush HaRim also. Anyway, lastly, because last thing I want to bring up, because this was a problem that the post can discuss it. Okay. He actually alluded to it. That's why I brought that Chiddush HaRim in. He says, because apparently it was a common issue That's what the Chiddush HaRim, that's what the Chiddush HaRim brought it up. The Shalom Eishiv analyzed it, but the Chiddush HaRim in 75, Chelek Archaim in the Tshuvas Simon Gimel, brought it up because apparently, and I'm told it was still by the Chassidim today, although today I have Erevin all over the place, but they would let the kids carry the talis to Shul without an Erev. Okay? That's what the Chiddush HaRim. So he wants to be Melamed Tzchus on this. Okay? Ulam the Mr. Finn Lechalek in turn, Dover Chodesh 75, Shalom Matzos Rishon Rapon. Shidam is that. Lechalek Bekot Benisar Hotsa Umari Lashar Isser. He says, no one seems to make any chilek between Isser Hotsa, which is one of the third Amalachas carrying, and something else. However, Im Kozet, Yesh Pazet Dai Limud Schus. We're talking about a Karmelitz, which is only also carrying a Drabonim to begin with, right? That people are more lenient with that than other Drabonims, okay? And he says that Masha'enu Choshu Machshove goes into Lachas Machshevis issue. Okay, now, but it may be, and we'll come full circle with this, you hear what I'm saying? It's Malamed Tzchus, that's what he brings up, this Malachim Machshavis issues. Anyway, and Hotzah may be different. But Hotzah may be different for another reason as well. Okay? Hotzah may not mean Malachim Machshavis in the same way. But then Hotzah may be different for a different reason. And that is the following. Remember we said, what's the whole reason why, or perhaps the reason why, there should be Lo Saseh, why? Because it's, we said the same thing by the Asay of Shlisa, to create a uniqueness to the day, to create an atmosphere of the day. Because if a kid's doing all, he turns on the lights, okay, so I'll stay home for Shabbos, I'm going to go home, my kid will open the fridge, I'll cook something. But carrying does not really impinge in the same way. It's not a creative activity. And we'll talk more about this. Hotzah is what's called Malacha Gerua, first of all, the Gemara calls it Malacha Gerua. Secondary mode, because it doesn't change anything, it doesn't create anything. So it doesn't undermine the quality of the day. You know, assuming that's the focus, you know, as opposed to mice and cotton, it'll be a mice. Anyway, so that's the issue. So Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Shin Menvov, talks about a carpet, forgetting that the details aren't important. Shin Menvov says, forget an area we can't carry. Carpet is the area that's not inhabited, it's not a yard, it's bigger than the, even if it is surrounded by a wall, but it could break up the air. And we'll go through the details now. But also, Chacham on top of the Tokhar, you can't carry there. So the Taz, the long Taz, as it got involved, I have part of it in 77, he says, Ra'isi Rabim Nikshalim, also come Shasa Tilton Matan Saint Shom Erev. Okay? That they'll have a kid or somebody bring the keys, and you have to be careful how you hand it, how you bring it, and so on. So he talks about all this. You can't tell the kid to do it, and the people got him ads and the mishpat ozav by not taz and cotton vav 78. Who are they? Malcolm Shane Aaron Lomer Lomer Latino Club is sitter of chomish beisakneses. Can the kid bring a sitter or chomish to shul? Okay. Some sofer has a tshuva chelik vav and lekutim sim yud gimel. He says he thinks that the he quotes this issue and the kid carrying. The Kolmok and Divrei Taz Chatzar Gilu. The Nisur the Lav. I feel the Abana Kol Shein Arisi and Tina. Well, you mean I feel the Tzarach Mitzvah? I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Taz was Mekel. Taz was Mekel in the end. Okay, but the Chassam Sofer questions it. He said Tzarach Yin Gadol. The Lini Nisur the Lav. I feel the Abana Kol Shein Arisi and Tina. Well, you have the Lay. I feel the Tzarach Mitzvah. You can't do it even for a Mitzvah. The kid's doing it himself. It's something else. So he writes the Chalila v'Chalila Hatir Kotel Talta Malkum Shein Erev. Chalila to let the kid do that. Without an error. And he says, the only thing is, Amor Shotah Pshat Divrei Taz, Ein La Shiva, okay, you misunderstood what the Taz says, and so on. But I'm telling this rabbi, go publicize, you were wrong about that, and so on. And you're not allowed to keep doing this on Shabbos. Okay, that's what the Sim Sofer says. The issue may go back to, though, that Rosh Baal, this will finish up, who said, when the issue is only Drabana to begin with, there's no problem of something to be a dime. Right? There's no promise of him to be a dime. He wasn't, you know, this is only Drabana to start with. Not the way we said at the end, you know, like the Rechaim and so on. We said the way we learned originally. Okay, so no, it's just something to be a dime by Drabana, according to some. So therefore, the Rebbe Kiva Eger, one of his children, Adura Kamis in the Tetzvah, Right. Al dvar tiltu hasar the base knesla de tina pachas min tes shakazum achod of the yeshlis macharash bo. These are one of the final biyadayim. Says the Rebbe Kiva Eig also like the Chassam Sofer. Okay. As I know. Okay, and he says, because after Rashbo, Safin Raklet Tzorcho, Avalola Tzorcheno, even Rashbo was only talking about what? Like we said before, the kid did it for himself. So then you don't have to stop him, or you can even perhaps have him do it if he's a certain age and so on, but for himself, not for you, not for you. So therefore, he rejects it. Tzorch Atzmo, you can't do it. The only thing is, Lodaiti, he says, yeah, Yesh Takona. Okay, tell the kid to bring the Siddur to Shul, have him use it a little bit, then you borrow from him. Right, that's basically said. Yesh takona l'itein latina kol siddur sheyisal mentionas l'tzarach atzmo l'sbalsh makriz l'tzarach. Mamele, it's tarif l'gadol, look on it. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in the Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Mem Gimel Sif Aleph. The Rish Lakish, he says, we'll finish with this 81. V'da'as Rashbo v'aran di'matino tzarach mutar afilu l'isos u'miyadayim. If the kid needs it, then the Rashbo and the Ran say, you can even do it b'yadayim, as long as that's dover shos v'dabonah. However, Mishnah Berurah stresses, "Acham echaber sosum din kedas achokim aleihem osum cholgad." That's the Rashbo, that's the Ran, but most people disagree. And then he quotes, and Rekiv Eger has this, he has this kula, I guess the shas and chak, the kid do it for himself, and you can get piggyback onto the kid. Anyway, that's an overview of some of the din with Shusha's cotton. So we'll stop over here, Hashem. After Yontif, we'll start with the malachas, and this malacha being in Chorei, and. Okay, we got it done.
Amen, and so do you, Rabbi.
Both of them.
Thanks, Colin.